We are learning Masechtas Tainis, Dav Ches Amabez, and we are beginning approximately 10 lines from the top, My Peleg Elakim. In the Pasuk it said that Bekarta Arts V'Tashek Keha, which means Hashem remembers the land and gives them rain, Rabbis Tashrena, Peleg Elakim Moli Mayim. What does Peleg Elakim mean? My Peleg Elakim Moli Mayim, Dr. Gemara, Tana, Kimin Kuba Yeshverakia. There's a little shed in the sky, that's where the rain comes out from. That's the Peleg Elakim, Hashem's storehouse where he keeps the rain. It says in the Pasuk about rain, Im l'shevet, im la'artza, im l'chesed. It's compared to three things, either a shevet, or la'artza, or l'chesed. What does that mean? The Yam Tziyum, which part of the Pasuk. So, im l'shevet, im la'artza, l'chesed, Yam Tziyum, im l'shevet, that means sometimes the rain comes l'shevet, as a makkah, there's a drought. What happens to the rain? Bahar Megvayah, it just goes into the mountains and the cliffs. Im lechesed, yam tziu la'artzim sells a krum. If the rain is lechesed, then it'll go la'artzai teretz Yisrael in the sodas and the krum, in the fields and the vineyards. Dova acha, different chan, the three things, shevet, artzai, and chesed. Dova acha, im leshevet le'ilonis. If it's in a bad thing, goes to the trees and not to the tree doesn't need as much rain. So it goes to the trees and not to the land. Im la'artzai lezrom, goes to the land for the plant, for the seeds. Im lechesed, yim tziu baris shichem maris. Then even the cisterns in the floor that get filled up for drinking water, that would be a real gishmi bracha, those would get filled up. And this stems the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that says that if there's beginning of the year, Hashem says there's not going to be any rain. But then they do tshuva. What does Hashem do? He just redirects the rain. Because the amount of rain comes for the year, that's paskin once a year. Hashem just redirects it in the right place. You see, it also either goes to the Haram Vagvayis. That is no rain at all. It just goes to the wrong places. That's when there's a drought. It goes to the Haram Vagvayis. Zogdemar Avayt. May Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni have a kafno on my son. There was a hunger and a plague. What should we do? Both the hunger and the plague. Loy Efsher. It's not, you're not allowed to daven for two things at one time. We'll see in the Gemara later on, Raya from Sukkim. So the people said, we have the choice between a drought and a plague. What are you daven for? I'm my son of a kafna nisbal. Why? Because much more people die from a plague than a drought. Therefore, it makes sense that we should daven for the plague. Only Rav Shmuel Rachmani, no. And see, a cook from Talmud Chacham, he says, no, you don't do that. Let's daven for the drought. Why? When Hashem gives food, He gives it for life. It sustains life. It doesn't give food for someone to die. So when Hashem gives food, that means He wants to keep you alive. Hashem doesn't give food for someone to die. So therefore, daven for the drought, and that would automatically give chayim. How you know you can't have for two things? The Chassid says in the Pasuk by Ezra, "Then a tzuma of an evacuation like Kenu al Zois." On this, Mechlal the Ikar Chriti, the Mashma was something else that he didn't have for, and the Mefarsh say they don't know what the other thing was. But upon him, it's Mevashma. You only can have for one thing, not the other thing. Marava Amri, it's all this had a different drasha. Mishrei Rav Chagi Mahacha. Verachem, this is Pasuk in Daniel, and this Pasuk you say is because there was two dreams that Nebuchadnezzar forgot. And two nevuas, and they were in dream, but they forgot them. So this talking about one of them. Rachmana l'mabaya min kodam ala l'shmaya roza denon. This secret. Mechal dikachrit demas. There was another one. We only daven that one. So you see, you only daven one thing at a time. There is a kasha on this concept that we find in Shemoneh Esrei. We daven for a bunch of different things at one time. So you have to know pshat. I in the Arachama, obviously there's different. There's the tefillas that are regular, right? Yeah, different brachas. Yeah, but still it's one Shemoneh Esrei, right? So it must be see the tefillas they have every day don't have this. Then this means a special tefillah can't be for two things. Make a special yom tefillah that has to be only for one specific thing. It shouldn't be for two things. B'mei Rav Zeira gozer shmada. There was a shmad in Rav Zeira's days. And besides for the shmad, they also gozer. They gozer l'lemesav tapenanista. They also gozer. They weren't allowed to fast for any tzara. And what's the reason? Because Rashi explains they didn't want the Yeshua to come b'schus klai Yisrael. They didn't want that. So they didn't let him fast either. Omer Rav Zeira, so there was a reason to fast. They'll say there was no rain. So what should they do? So Omer Rav Zeira, nekabu aloin, be mekabu on the fast, and that will be a schus that the rain should come. And when the shmad is over, you'll fast it then.
The word
shmad
says
gzeira
over here.
Right, my gemara, they changed, I guess. My eyes were harder gemara. The shmad, and also the should have been kabbal tainus. So the sense of I taken out, that's why they changed it here. Like upon him, so here they said, I have an idea. Rabbi Dari said, just the Kabbalah tainus, that alone is a schus. The Kabbalah's tainus. I'm going to be right. How do you know this thing? Manalecha, how do you know that the Kabbalah tainus enough? I'm Lud. The says, Pasuk by Daniel, by Yoimah Alai, Al Tira Daniel. The Malach told Daniel, Al Tira Daniel. Kimina Yoimah Rishonash and Asatas Libacha Lahovin, Ulasanis Afana Kachalishmo de Varacha. The day you Makabal too fast, that day nishmu d'varach already. See, the Kabbalah's tainus alone already is a schos. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Afilo Shalom Kishnei Elio. Even if you have years like the years of Elio, there was 3 years in Elio's lifetime where there's no rain whatsoever. It was a major, major drought in the times of Achav. Even in those years where there's a tremendous drought, the Yeruduk Shalom Erev Shabbos is, and it rains in Erev Shabbos, ain't El Simen Klala. Simen Klala. Why is it Simen Klala? Rashi explains, Shabbat Odom Tzrichim Lachsar B'Shuk Likasu Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is the day we have to go shopping. And if it's pouring, pouring rain, you can't shop. It's muddy and it's not comfortable. So it's a Simen Klala even when you need rain. Hayinu Dama Rabba Bar Shila, Kosher Yoyim Adamitra Ki Yoyim Adina. A rainy day is as bad as Yoyim Adina, as a day of Bezdin. Now, Rashi learns.
You just suffocate.
No, what?
When it rains, it's
right, but it has to be when. It depends when. It says there's beita. It has to be when. Beita, like Rashi says in Chumash, beita means beleil shavleil shavas. Yeah, it has to be the right time, I guess. Yeah. So the Gemara says over here, another right. Kosh yom edimitra ki yom edina. Now, what does this mean? So Rashi learns it means like this: a rainy day is like a day in Bezdin. Bezdin is very, very noisy. A lot going on, and rain also is very chaotic and very noisy. That's what Rashi learns. The Marshal doesn't like the pshat so much. And he's a different shot. He says you have to be geiris bi yom edina. He said besides for erev Shabbos, also on the day of Bezdin, which is Mondays and Thursdays, people got to go to Bezdin. It's also not good to have a rainy day. That's the Marshal learns. Amar meima ilav tzarich. Remember, this is a moment thing. Amar meima ilav tzarich lebriyosav. Not that we need a rain patch to live, but in a rachmi or thing like that. I would daven and mevatel the whole thing called rainstorms. Rainstorms are not geshmak zokta meima. And if not that we needed it for our lifeline, I would be mevatla. I would daven and mevatla. V'om Rav Yitzchak, Shemesh b'Shabbes tzedakah l'aniyim. If it's sunny on Shabbos, it's a tzedakah, it's a present to the aniyim. Shenema v'zorcho l'chem yireh shemi, which means the people keep Shabbos, Shemesh tzedakah marpeh. So you see here, Shemesh is good for the yireh shemi, the people keep Shabbos. So there's two questions here. First of all, why dafka d'aniyim? And second, why dafka on Shabbos? Zokta mefarshim, I forgot who said this, that in the weekday, the poor person gets warmed up by working very hard. He gets warmed up by working very hard. So even though he doesn't own a coat, still, he gets warm from working. But on Shabbos, he can't work. He's very cold. So he needs the sun to come out to warm him up. Masha'inkin da'ashirim, they have their pelts over there, they have their big fur coats. They don't need the sun. So sun on Shabbos is a tzedakah l'aniyim, it's a present to l'aniyim, it's gevaldik for l'aniyim. The rainy day, besides for the plants getting benched from it and growing from it, even your investments are better. When Hashem gives the matar artzicha b'itoy, all your ma'isi yadayim get benched. Like Rashi says, even the ma'isi yadayim, they're not totally in the rain. In a bracha metzuya v'dava somim na'ayin. Bracha is only found in things that are covered from the eyes. Shenema yitzav Hashem itecha es habracha ba'asamecha. Hashem will command a bracha in your asamecha. Pashto asamecha means your storehouses. With darshing asamecha, it means loshen asomim and ayin, things that are covered. Tanaberi b'shmol, the same exact drasha from a different pasuk, same exact drasha from a different loshen, a different signal, and he brings it down. Ein habracha matzuya b'dovah she'ina ayin shlatis bay. Bracha is only found in things that the eye doesn't see. Shenema yitzav Hashem itecha es habracha ba'asamecha, the things that are covered. The same exact drasha, just a little different loshen. Someone's going in to measure and to weigh and to count up his tefua because he has to take off meiser. So before he starts, I hope to find unbelievable amount here. His chalamud. Once you start measuring, you can't dive in that tefillah anymore. It's tefillah shav. Then you make a regular bracha. It's a bracha hashvach, a bracha hashvach. Amar baruch. Rashi says he say baruch atah Hashem alakenu melech haolam hashaleach bracha b'kriyazeh. It's a bracha shvach. Madav achabirach. If you imagine you made the first bracha, achabirach means you made the first bracha, which was tefillah. I raised the tefillah shav. As Miri says, going back to the first bracha, that's tefillah shav. Why? Because you already measured it. You can't now find bigger bracha. V'she'ena bracha matzuya leibudav hashakol. Anything that's counted already. Leibudav hashakol means weighed. Leibudav hamadud, something that was measured. Leibudav hamadud, something that was counted. Elbudav hasonayin. Only things that are sonayin could you have bracha.
As long as you don't count, you can continue. Bracha from Hashem, that you should continue to give him more.
Right. But you have to count because you have to take ma'aser. That's why he's counting. If not, no one would ever count. Just the bracha. He has to count. And they say even more, but b'schus the take of ma'aser, you make that yerotzim before, it'll work. That's what the Mepharshim said. So the simon here to remember the next Gemara is Koivitz Geis and Stoka Meiser Paranus Simon. On Rabbi Yechonon, Goldi Yom Hakasham Kiyom Kibbutz Golias. The rainy day is like the Yom Kibbutz Golias. Shemar Apostik and Shira Malis Shuvah Hashem Eshvisenu Kafikim Anegav. Kafikim Anegav means like streams in the dry land. Veina Fikim Elamata Shemar V'Yiru Afikayam, where the water comes out, and Negev means the dry. So when it rains, it's like Shuvah Hashem Eshvisenu, just like when Hashem returns the captives. That when it rains, the armies can't come. When the rows of Tvua get satiated from rain, the multitudes, which means the armies, can't come anymore. Pashat means that it's good for us. But here we're saying Nachas means the armies. One more Gemara of Amar Yechlan. Ein Hakasham Ne'atzarim Ela Beshvil Poiske Tzedaka Baravim Ein Oistim. One of the reasons Geshamim don't fall, rain don't come, we have a drought, is for people who are poised stock of a rabbim, and they don't give it. Shneim says the pasuk, Nesim v'ruach v'geshem ayin. And the way Rashi teaches is like this: Nesim v'ruach, you have the clouds, you have the wind, but there's no rain. V'geshem ayin. Now why ishmas halav matas sheker v'mitas sheker? Someone who's matas sheker, someone who says I'm going to give it and doesn't give it, the aniim are waiting for it and they're not going to get it. That is einish. They don't get the rain. Another part of the reason is that there's nothing. The Nesim v'ruach v'geshem ayin. You don't have all three of them. But either way, because just like he's being machnef da aniim, for the first pass, Marek Shmak, just like he's making the aniim water, getting a present, he doesn't give it to them. Same thing, we see the clouds and there's no rain. There's machnef us also. That's the midah, kenega midah. So this is one of the reasons why we have a drought. If people are posik tzedakah v'rabim v'ein noistim.